Well, you know, Lee, it's funny. As the Democrats accuse Trump of being a dictator,
yeah,
operating outside of the bounds of the Constitution, it's actually liberal judges that are doing that.
True.
And this is the second liberal judge to overrule the Supreme Court. You're thinking, wait, can they do? No, no, they can't. They can't do that. He says, well, you know, I'll just issue a nationwide injunction. Didn't we just have a case on that?
Yes. That's been decided.
Essentially, what this guy did was invite the entire world to come here and then enjoin stop Trump from stopping them at the border. And just, you know, he likes Biden's policies better. So he's just going to mandate that we go back to catch and release. Can you do that? No. No, you cannot, unless the Supreme Court changes their mind. Unlikely. But the Democrats are desperate. This is Todd Lyons. He is the head of ICE, explaining what this lunatic judge, by the way, he's an Obama judge, so that he's a lunatic goes without saying, what this judge has just ruled.
Catch and release, all these people coming in with these fake claims who are still here right now with court dates down the road. And now he wants to turn it back to catch and release and just open it back up. We have the most secure border right now under President Trump and Secretary Noem, and this only sets us back with these radical left agendas.
Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff and pretty much Trump spokesperson on all things immigration, said to on X, to try to circumvent the Supreme Court ruling on nationwide injunctions, a Marxist judge has declared that all potential future illegal aliens on the planet, on foreign soil, e.g. a large portion of planet Earth, are part of a protected global class entitled to admission into the United States of America. Now, the ruling here, and it sounds good on its face, that Trump has violated the immigration nationalization law by saying, hey, these people are not entitled to asylum, Lee.
Right.
They're not entitled to apply for it. They're saying that's a violation of law. Everyone's entitled to apply for asylum.
Well, actually, there is a specific legal definition of asylum, and the geographical reference to it is that if you're seeking asylum, you've got to go to the first nation adjacent to your yep. country. And so that would mean that anyone seeking asylum in this country would have to be a native of either Mexico or Canada.
Yes.
That any other nationality, anyone from any other geographical location other than a citizen of Mexico or Canada, would not be eligible for asylum claims coming over the border to the U.S.
Well, here's the thing that the judge just completely ignored in his ruling because there's no argument for it. Donald, you can still go to our ports of entry
yeah.
and apply for asylum.
Absolutely.
You just can't come in. Judge is basically his ruling. If you dig deep into it, he's saying, oh, but you ought to be able to come in and stay for 7 years, vote Democrat here, there, and everywhere, and, you know, do whatever we do. And then we'll get violent and burn our cities down if they try to pick you up because you don't belong here. So, look, okay. He stayed this for 2 weeks, which is good by some counts, bad by the others. Because think about it, Trump has deported about 225,000, and most of them are hardcore criminals. So that gives them 2 weeks to get the border in case this thing falls apart. Can you imagine them all coming right back over and Trump can't stop them? Wow. That's what this judge has, just to show you the level of evil, the lunacy of this. Now, the odds it's going to take effect, pretty low. I can't imagine the Supreme Court going along with this. Trump will, of course, appeal during the 2 weeks.
I can't imagine the Trump administration going along with it.
Yeah, and I half think that this was just done for a talking point for the left. Trump's a dictator. He's operating outside of the law. Look, see, a judge said it, and they won't give him half the details on it. You know how they do.
That's the purpose of these liberal activist judges.
And that is to, in turn, foment more violence against ICE agents in the hope that the 10,000 that are funded in the big, beautiful bill, people will say, wow, oh no, you know, assaults on ICE agents are up. Now they're showing up in ICE agents' driveways. They're harassing ICE agents' children online. They're doxing the children of ICE agents. Maybe I should just stay, you know, doing what I'm doing. I'm a sheriff's deputy. I'm a police officer. Maybe I shouldn't join ICE. This is the Democrats' last play, is to just thug out.
Right.
And to try to scare people from defending their countries.
Coming from the party that used to warn us about, you know, demonizing the institutions of this nation.
Yeah. Lorianne writes on my, where is she, YouTube account, no taxes on overtime, 3 exclamation points. She's talking about in the BBB. Woohoo! I'm cheering for that all by itself. Connie writes on my Facebook, he can't overrule the Supreme Court. Well, he's a liberal judicial dictator. He thinks he'd do whatever he wants. I have a feeling these people are about to F-A-F-O, though. You know, and I got to wonder, like, when the Supreme Court... when the Supreme Court...
Took me a moment, but now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, and they have no shame, right? When the Supreme Court rules that you can't do a nationwide injunction, you cannot order Trump to just open the border and let anybody in who wants to come over.
Yeah.
When you do a nationwide injunction a week, less than a week really after the Supreme Court has ruled you can't do a nationwide injunction as a district court judge, what happens then? Does the Supreme Court just re-rule? Do they just like bottom line it and go, you're an idiot? You can't do this? And then what? More district court judges just issue more injunctions? I mean, they're honestly in the process of creating a constitutional crisis with runaway federal districts. I guess.
I do not know the answer to this. What happens to a ruling that has already been struck down? I mean, because the Supreme Court has already ruled. You as a judge in an inferior court cannot issue a nationwide injunction.
Lee, I don't know, because we went 200 years without a single nationwide injunction because you couldn't do it. And everybody knew that. It's not in the bill that created federal district courts. Well, it's very clear you can't do it.
Then can the executive and legislative branches then completely ignore it? Because what recourse does the judiciary have when you have an inferior court that has got a ruling that has already been struck down by the Supreme Court? How do they enforce it? They go back and make another ruling? Well, who cares?
Well, see, that's what I think. I think that they are presenting these cases that are so shoddy that Trump, they are hoping, will eventually ignore one of the judge's rulings, and then they can go wild telling their sheeple, yeah, hey, look, he's a dictator. And
it's headline shopping.
Exactly. That's what they're doing at this point. Then maybe get some violence out of their base. I don't know their end game. I just don't see it here. But here's the thing, okay? Think like a liberal for a moment. You have to take a crazy pill. Think like a liberal for a moment. You got your crazy pill just
Oh, yeah.
Well? Okay. All right. So if there is it, so far, Trump has surprised them because he hasn't defied any of these clearly unconstitutional orders, right? If there's one Trump will defy, it would be this one. And the reason he will do it is because he'll do it to protect the American people from the 225,000 hardened criminals he has deported, the worst of the worst, because they will rush right back over that border and he will have to start again. So if they can find a liberal whack job circuit court judge to give this the thumbs up, even if Trump knows, hey, I only have to open the border for a week, doesn't matter. These people are coming right back over. It's a matter, Lee, of life and death. And
yes,
they are betting that Donald Trump, his loyalty lies more to the American people and keeping them safe than it will to this judge. And then they're going to get their headline, and they will use that headline for the rest of the Trump term. He's a dictator, terrorist, 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 dictator, and he has denied a judge's rule. I mean, look at what Boasberg's still doing. I mean, that lunatic's still out there.
Well, look at what they're doing with the One Big Beautiful Bill, talking about how this is going to throw millions of Americans off of Medicaid.
No, they're illegal immigrants.
Thank you. Exactly. And that's the point they're not making and hiding.
There are 8% who may have some problems. But you know what they need? If they want to Medicaid, all they got to do is go get a job. A part-time job, not even a full-time one. Or
volunteer for 20 hours a week.
20 hours a week. You're going to tell me there is not a single organization in your entire city that needs volunteers is not a soup kitchen? You can go work out for 20 hours to get your Medicaid?
4 hours a day, 5 days a week, go help out somewhere, and then you get the Medicaid benefits?
Look, all
instead
you
of sitting
do,
in the basement playing video games?
Thank you. I was going to say, put down the video game console, controller, whatever you call those. I don't know. I don't play video games. Go volunteer and you can keep your Medicaid. But they're acting like this is the ultimate in cruelty, right? The left. You got to love them, guys.